Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library.
Nicola Lindson from the University of Birmingham in England has completed a review of different ways to quit smoking. She describes the research and its findings.
Our main motivation for carrying out this Cochrane review comparing quitting smoking abruptly with reducing smoking before quitting was to test the conventional belief that the best way to stop smoking is to do so cold turkey. This assumption means that most of the services offered to help people give up smoking support abrupt quitting only. However, observational data suggests that reducing before quitting is also popular with smokers and many wish to quit in this way. There are a number of theories why reducing cigarette smoke could help smokers to quit completely, including that reduction in the first instance may feel like a more achievable goal than stopping all at once. If this is true, it could encourage more people to quit in the first place. We were pleasantly surprised to find as many as 10 randomised controlled trials to include in our review, giving us a total of more than 3,700 participants. Every study compared an abrupt quit intervention with one using a reduction to quit strategy. The abrupt interventions were similar across the studies, but the reduction interventions varied. For example, one study simply asked participants to reduce their cigarettes by 5 to 10 cigarettes per week, depending on how much they were smoking at the start of the study, and another provided participants with a handheld computer, which worked out an individual reduction schedule by reducing the number of cigarettes to be smoked each day and making a beeping noise when these cigarettes should be smoked. Our main finding is that quit rates were comparable whether participants quit abruptly or reduced before quitting, so neither approach was more successful than the other. A reason for this may be that all the reduction methods included in this review were fairly structured. They all provided participants with a quit day to work toward and gave some kind of instructions on how to meet this goal. This is different to a person choosing to reduce and then quit without assistance when they are unlikely to have these structures in place. Abrupt quitting is by its nature a structured thing to do as there is little opportunity for variation. People just stop smoking. However, because of the variations in the different approaches to reducing before quitting, it's possible that some ways may be more successful than others. This opens up an opportunity for further research to investigate the comparable success of different reduction methods, which we are exploring within the team that worked on this review. Having done the review, we would recommend that smokers make the choice between quitting abruptly or reducing first by choosing which suits them best, as long as they take a structured approach. Other research has shown that quit attempts are more successful when carried out alongside behavioural support, and an earlier Cochrane review found that using nicotine replacement therapy increases the success of quit attempts by around 50%. Therefore, we suggest that whichever approach is taken, it may be beneficial to combine it with behavioural support, nicotine replacement therapy, or both. Unfortunately, behavioural support for a reduction to quit attempt is sparse at the moment. We hope that this review will make service providers aware of the need to provide this support and that providing a reduction to quit strategy wouldn't put smokers who choose to quit in this way at a disadvantage. It could actually help people who would otherwise have quit on their own to improve their chances of success.
You can find Nicola's review and the other reviews you mentioned of nicotine replacement therapy at www.thecochranelibrary.com.